last week, I think each day, I spent some time on the program talking about some of the changes, major changes, that were occurring in Saudi Arabia as a result of the major consolidation of power underway as the result of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the 32-year-old young prince who is on his way to the throne. We discussed that whether as an aspiring king, he's on a mission of benevolence, or perhaps maybe he's in a survival mode where he's trying to lock down potential challengers to the throne and ultimately prepare the nation for war because this whole thing is developing. We've talked about a number of those things. We've touched on some ideological issues, but I'd like to go to you right now for your take on what's happening internally with the struggle within the royal Saudi family. A little bit of history would help. And then the reason that you think that's what's driving what's underway, if you could do that, please.
Sam, it is incredibly complicated, and there are a lot of dots. Nobody should feel bad that they can't connect all these dots, because the people who study this and the people who live there in that region are having trouble connecting the dots. You know, the House of Saud has been going on for quite some time, and just a little bit of history. Abdullah ibn Saud was the first king. I believe he was king of Saudi Arabia from 1932 to 1953. He had 11 sons. Each one of these sons was a crown prince. And the sons have shared power through the ages. Now, the king that replaced bin Saud was Abdullah bin Abdulaziz. He was king until 2015. His son was crown prince Mateb bin Abdullah. And he was the heir to the throne up until 2015. In 2015, Salman bin Abdulaziz became the new king of Saudi Arabia. And frankly, he's got health problems. One of the things that's really going on in Saudi Arabia right now is twofold. There's two major issues. One, there's a changing of the guard. All 11 of these princes, the ones that are still alive, are in their late 80s, early 90s. They're very old. And the current king, King Salman, is in very poor health, and there's some evidence that he is beginning to suffer from Alzheimer's. He realizes he is not going to be able to manage this job for very long. And what happened, Alawid bin Talal was the crown prince and the heir apparent up until very recently. And just a few months ago, King Salman put his own son, Mohammed bin Salman, into position as the crown prince heir apparent. He was the minister of defense. He's responsible for Saudi Arabia's engagement in Yemen. He's responsible for the recent upgrade of military equipment in Saudi Arabia. And he's 32 years old. He is by most standards, a moderate. He's responsible for giving women the right to drive. He's trying to shift the structure of Saudi Arabia. He's alienated the vast majority of the House of Saud. He has alienated some of the traditional allies in the Islamic world with Saudi Arabia because he's a young Turk, and he's trying to reposition Saudi Arabia. He's got some massive issues in front of him, and that is just a very quick thumbnail sketch of the players and what's transpired politically in all of this. Very complex situation that's going on, sir.